Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we say thank you for another day. We rise and we shine this morning with an attitude of gratitude, with praise and thanksgiving to you and to you alone, thanking you for another day, thanking you for making a way, thanking you for life, for health, for strength, a roof over our head, the activity of our limbs, Father God, blessings all around us, and the precious gift of eternal life. We thank you for an opportunity to serve you one more day, a day that you have made, Father, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father, we confess every sin of omission and commission to you, and we thank you, Father God, for cleansing us and restoring us and giving us another opportunity, Father, to become more like you until Christ be formed in us. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for our listening audience around the globe. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We magnify you. And we praise your holy and we praise your righteous name. So, Father, we commit the service into your hands today. May you and you alone be glorified, your people be edified. Father, as we come to lift up Jesus higher, higher, and higher. For he declared that if he be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your righteous name, Father. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over, 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 and over, and over again. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise will continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And we say thank you for being here. We thank God for this platform that affords us the opportunity, amen, to serve, amen. We serve, our service is a part of our praise and our worship unto the Lord, and we come gladly, amen, and willing to serve and glad that God has chosen us to serve in such greater volume, such an impact, a global impact, and we can't see what's going on behind the scenes. We don't see all the people that's being affected. We don't know all the souls that's been saved, but we know, amen, that is happening. Why? Because God's word never returns into him void, but it always accomplishes everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. And we bless the Lord. Amen. We are still moving forward. Amen. Glory be to God, talking about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Over the last few days, we've been sharing with you, amen, the different types of prayers. Amen. Glory be to God. So we don't have to get bored, amen, on one type and knowing or thinking that it's only one way to approach God. The only one way it is to approach God is spirit and truth. That's the only thing that's set in stone. Okay. And spirit and truth. So we come to God, make sure that our sins are confessed. Okay. And we come to God to have a heart-to-heart conversation with him. As we learned yesterday, it's give and take. Some days we come to take, amen, with our prayer petitions, and some days we come to give, amen, as we come with the prayers of thanksgiving and the prayers of worship, amen. Glory be to God, and hallelujah. So give and take, give and take. We found out, amen, that there's prayers of healing, amen, prayers of vows, amen. Prayers of intercession, supplication, and petition. Prayers of faith. Prayers of thanksgiving. Amen. Prayers of blessings. Amen. And yesterday we spent some time on corporate prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, there's also prayers of transformation. Amen. We just want to spend just a couple minutes here today. I want to share some stuff with you. Amen. Glory be to God. When we read in Psalms 139, the 139th division of Psalms, in the last two verses, verses 23 and verse 24, it reads, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Yes, beloved. Amen. Prayer is not meant to change God, because God cannot be changed. Prayer is meant to change people, change situations and circumstances. But first of all, prayer is meant to change us. And this is what we find out as we grow in our prayer life. Amen. That we are being affected, that we are being changed, that we are being beauty. God, the beauty of the Lord is resting upon us. Our confidence level is growing. Amen. Our relationship in him is growing. Everything gets better. Good, better, best. Good, better, best. Good, better, best. So what we want to do today is, glory be to God, one of my prayer partners, amen, I have some prayer confessions, amen, that I'm sharing with you from him. And so I want to share some of these with you today. These are prayers, and I have several of them, but I'm not going to do them all today. I may come back and do a part two. I just want a reading, a hearing. It's a prayer, and these are the topics that I chose on today. Letting go of the past, confessions for a healthy lifestyle, walking in victory, a prayer for a new home, prayer for prosperity, miracle debt cancellation in 7 days, and the last one is a prayer for protection. We want to come back, Lord's willing, amen, and we want to do maybe on next week, Lord's willing, we want to do a prayer for breaking curses. We want to do a prayer for wives to confess, and then we have a prayer for husbands to confess. Glory be to God. Of course, we always want to do prayer for the children. Amen. We have a prayer for forgiveness. We have cleansing prayer. We have warfare prayers. And then we also have a couple more, but those are the ones that I chose to share. So I'm not going to do them all on this setting, but I do want to do some of these. This is a wonderful way for us to sort of wind down as we may be concluding the theme of prayer power and shifting to another theme. We don't know. We're just going to take it one day at a time, because we know that prayer power is an appropriate subject for every day, because we're supposed to pray without ceasing. Amen. So we're not going to rush it. Amen. We're going to let the Lord have his way. Amen. So I'm going to read these in your hearing. If
And you can always come back in the replay and listen to them over and over and over and over again. These are prayers. Amen. So let's repeat a prayer for letting go of the past. Because before we can grab hold of the blessings, the now faith blessings that God has for us, we're going to have to let go of the past. You can't have both. Okay, so you have to decide if you want your past or if you want your future. That's a decision that you have to make. Okay, so let's say a prayer and asking God to help us to let go of the past. Amen. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Father, I realize my helplessness in saving myself, and I glory in what Christ Jesus has done for me. I let go. Put aside all past sources of my confidence, counting them worth less than nothing, in order that I may experience Christ and become one with him. Lord, I have received your Son, and he has given me the authority, the power, the privilege, and the right to become your child. I unfold my past and put into proper perspective those things that are behind. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I trust in you, Lord, with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge you and you will make my path straight. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to obtain to the resurrection from the dead. So whatever it takes, I will be one who lives in the fresh newness of life of those who are alive from the dead. I am bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing. Regardless of my past, I look forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which you are calling me up to heaven because of what Christ Jesus did for me. In his name, I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a prayer. What a prayer. Let's do another prayer. This is a prayer for a healthy lifestyle. And most of us fall right in this category. We all can use a little help right here. Amen. Let us pray, amen, this confession for a healthy lifestyle. I commit to live a healthy lifestyle this day. I prepare healthy foods for my family and myself. I treat my body well and don't misuse it. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I come out from among foods that deplete my body of essential nutrients. I separate myself unto God, and I eat that which is good, healthy, and nutritional. And that will provide the building block to restore my body and bring me to the state of optimum health. I exercise regularly. My body is strong and limber, has excellent muscle tone and endurance. I have entered into God's rest and have ceased from my own works. My life is balanced according to God's perfect plan for me. I get sufficient rest, sleep and recreation to rejuvenate myself regularly so that I begin each week refreshed and ready for kingdom building. I keep my body under and do not allow my flesh to control me. I cancel all destructive cravings for food and substances that threaten my health and well-being. I speak to all junk food that comes into my presence. I decree that you have no power to control my desires or my appetite. I am free from bondage to unhealthy food products. I draw from the wisdom of God to direct me to prepare and shop for healthy foods and to manage my time properly so I don't fall back into eating bad habits and to fall back into bad eating habits. I command my body to obey me and my mind to focus on the image of health. I see myself with a daily regimen and lifestyle that positions me for a high level of anointing and productivity to fulfill the dream and vision God has placed in my heart. I walk in the spirit and do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Let's say another prayer. Let this prayer be a prayer for walking in victory. Anybody want to walk in victory this morning? I know that's right. That's only one way to walk. Glory be to God, walking in victory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Amen. Glory be to God. I am victorious in life. I am more than a conqueror. I am a world overcomer. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. My faith is the victory that overcomes the world. The favor of God surrounds me like a shield. I have favor in the sight of all men. God goes before me, making the crooked places straight and opening doors that no man can shut. I have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. I have the mind of the Holy Spirit, which is life and peace. I am spiritually minded. I am living the life of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within me and directs me. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. The Holy Spirit is leading me and guiding me into all truth. He is revealing things to me and showing me things to come. I have been born again of the uncorruptible seed of the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. I am a new creation in Christ. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. I have the nature of God. I am created in his image and in his likeness. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. I have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am in right standing with God. I am accepted in the beloved. God loves me, and nothing can separate me from his love. I am sanctified, consecrated, and separated from the world. I am one with God. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am empowered through my union with him. I am anointed. I have been created by God to prosper and make a difference in this world. I am a success. I am the head. I am above only. I am blessed. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am redeemed from sickness and disease. I am the healed of the Lord. Sickness, disease, viruses and infections cannot live in my body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus flows throughout every cell, organ, and tissue of my body. By his stripes, I am healed. I am free from fear and anxiety. I fear not, for God is with me. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything. I do not have a care. I think on the good, report things worthy of praise. I believe in Jesus, and I will never be disappointed or put to shame. I let the peace of God rule in my heart, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in my mind. I am being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I let the word of God dwell in me richly. I am meditating in the word day and night, making my way prosperous and dealing wisely in all the affairs of my life. The Lord is my shepherd and I do not want. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I am a tither and the windows of heaven are open over my life. The blessings of the Lord are overtaking me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I shred upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. I lay hands on the sick and they recover. I cast out demons in Jesus' name. I take my shield of faith and I quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I am reigning in life as a king. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I am blessing the world with the rich, valuable, potent resources God has placed within me. I am not settling for less. Mediocrity, average, or just enough. I am only accepting the best and the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Now, thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph in Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us do another prayer here. Glory be to God for those who are believing God for a new home. Anybody believing God for a new home? Well, guess what? Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Every house belongs to him. I don't care whose name is on the deed. Let's say this prayer for a new home. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you for being the one who sees and provides. We glorify you that you are a God of more than enough, and your blessings shall overtake me because I hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord my God. I am blessed in the city and blessed in the field, and in my household we shall worship the Lord our God all the days of our lives. Father, you take immense pleasure in the prosperity of your children. We come to your throne of mercy and grace to ask and receive of a new home filled with all good things. Through wisdom is a house built, and we ask for wisdom for the acquiring of the land, hiring of the builders, and the price of the land is favorable for our household. According to your word, your plans are to prosper me and my family and give us a future filled with hope. As we seek your kingdom and your righteousness, we thank you that our home has come to us quickly without any toil, and we are clothed in your favor. We thank you that you have given us peaceful habitations and plenty enough space to accommodate my family in a way that represents the kingdom of God and your wealth. We are not anxious, worried, or in fear, because your perfect love has eliminated fear out of our lives. Therefore, we stand in full faith that he who promised us a new home is faithful to bring it to pass. This is our confidence in your word. We declare angels to go forth and open doors to acquire our new home debt-free. Prime real estate that appreciates continually, which fulfills the covenant that was made with Abraham by bringing him into a land to inherit it. We forbid any demonic interference or delay upon the purchase of our new home. Every negative word we silence, and every plant that the Heavenly Father has not planted, we rebuke and bind. We now loose the power of God, the wisdom of God, and the blood of Jesus to be our defense and our exceedingly great reward. We magnify our God for hearing and answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. Let's see if we can do two more. Hallelujah. Let's pray a prayer for prosperity. Anybody ready? Anybody ready? Let us pray. Father, in the name of your son Jesus, I confess your word over my finances this day. As I do this, I say it with my mouth and believe it in my heart, and know that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish what it says it will do. Therefore, I believe in the name of Jesus that every need is met according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. I believe that because I have given tithes and offerings to further your cause, Father, gifts will be given to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will they pour into my bosom. For with the measure I deal out, it will be measured back to me. Father, you have delivered me out of the authority of darkness and to the kingdom of your dear Son. Father, I have taken my place as your child. I thank you that you have assumed your place as my father and have made your home with me. You are taking care of me, and even now you are enabling me to walk in love and in wisdom and to walk in the fullness of fellowship with your son Jesus. Satan, I bind you from my finances according to Matthew's 18:18, and loose you from your assignment against me in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that your ministering angels are free to minister for me and bring in the necessary finances. Father, I confess you are a very present help in trouble, and you are more than enough. I confess, God, that you are able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to me in abundance, so that I am always and in all circumstances furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Hallelujah. Ooh, talking about prayer power. Baby, that's prayer power. Come on, let's get a little bit deeper here as we wipe up. Let's do a prayer here for miracle debt cancellation in 7 days. Can I get somebody to agree with me? Can I just get one person? If I can get one person to agree with me that we can be totally out of debt in 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Father, we thank you that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. In the name of Jesus, we join our faith and declare that we are debt-free miraculously in 7 days. We declare that the spirit of debt is destroyed in our lives by the anointing, and that all grace, every favor and earthly blessing comes to us in abundance for miracle debt cancellation. We decree that the blessing of Abraham is on us and wealth enriches our house. We declare that the wealth of the wicked is being transferred into our hands right now, and we owe no man anything but love. Father, thank you for a bountiful harvest on the seeds that we have sown. We hold fast to our confession of faith without wavering and declare that the Son of God has made us free from debt miraculously, and we are free indeed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's give God 15 seconds worth of praise on that one. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. I want to do one more prayer. This is the last one for today. Prayer power, prayer power. See, let me say, when you get power with God, you can pray like this. See, because we have full confidence in God's word. Abraham was fully persuaded. He didn't waver. He wasn't tipping and over to the left and to the right. That boy was straight. Glory be to God. And we can be the same way. Amen. So now, amen, let us do a prayer for protection. Amen. Because the devil is a liar. He is a liar. Hallelujah. We will live and not die. Oh, no. No one else going to eat the fruit of our labor. That ain't going to happen, baby. That ain't going to happen. We're going to be around to enjoy our own harvest. Glory be to God. Let us pray this prayer for protection. Prayer power. Father, I praise you that I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and that I shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. Power no foe can withstand. I will say of you, Lord, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. For then you will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then you will cover me with your feathers, and under your wings shall I trust and find refuge. Your truth and your faithfulness are a shield and a buckler to me. I shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh my dwelling. For you will give your angels special charge over me to accompany, defend, and preserve me in all my ways of obedience and service to you. Your angels shall bear me up on their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent shall I trample underfoot, because I have set my love upon you. Therefore will you deliver me. You will set me on high, because I know and understand your name. I have a personal knowledge of your mercy, love, and kindness. I trust and rely on you, knowing you will never forsake me. No, never. I shall call upon you, and you will answer me. You will be with me in trouble. You will deliver me and honor me. With long life, will you satisfy me and show me your salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Prayers, prayers, prayers of confession, beloved. These are all prayers. These are all prayers. The different types of way to pray. I love praying like this. This is one of my favorite way of praying. I just pray God's word back to him. Glory be to God, and make your confessions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God hears and God answers. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God says he will hear, he will answer, and he will heal the land. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for our prayers. I have many more, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to do them all today. Amen. Maybe, Lord's willing, on next week, amen, we will share a couple more with you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we have the scripture references. Amen. For our prayer. Beloved, you got to pray the word. When you pray the word, why, you know what? You know why you got to pray the word? Because the word works. The word works when you work it. Amen. Give God his word. God must honor his word above his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Put God in remembrance. He said, command ye me. Glory be to God. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Amen. So we want to thank God for these prayers of blessings. And glory be to God. I want to talk to you also next week, if the Lord say so. We will just want to spend maybe one day on the prayer of Jabez. I think we want to go into that prayer of Jabez a little bit deeper when we're talking about prayer power. Amen. Hallelujah. And know, beloved, that you have not because you ask not. God ain't got no problem giving it to you. God don't mind if you live in extravagance. He don't mind if you live in elegance. You can live in a $50 million house. You can live in the penthouse. You can ride the Mercedes, the Jaguar, the Rolls Royce. God don't care nothing about all that. You can have whatever you want in life. Glory be to God, as long as it don't have you. As long as you're seeking first the kingdom. Because you know why God wants you to live on that level? Because you can glorify him. When everybody's mesmerized with all your blessings and they want to get close to you to find out what your secret is, and then you can let them know, amen, Jesus is the answer. God is looking for people that he can show off in. He said the poor will always be among you. He didn't say you was going to be poor. You only poor because you refused to let go of that poverty mindset. He said the poor was going to always be among you because he knows some people refuse to change their minds. Some people refuse. He said, be not conformed, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. Jesus knew those type of people was going to always be here. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poor. Amen. Glory be to God. But beloved, God tells us in Psalms 35:27, he gets pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. And we prosper as our soul prospers. Glory be to God. And it is nothing that God will withhold from you. He said, anything you ask in my name, I will do it. Why? Because you're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You can have it. And you can ask God for it. You have not because you ask not. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Jabez asked. Huh? Well, we want to go a little bit deeper with Jabez. Glory be to God. All he did was open his heart and open his mouth and ask God to do something, and God did it. and exceeded his expectations. I come to tell you that God wants to exceed yours too. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh within you. What power is the scripture talking about? It's talking about prayer power. Ah, what a way to close this week. It's talking about prayer power, baby. No prayer, no power. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. It's talking about prayer power. That fellowship, the connection that you have with God. You abiding with him. His words abiding with you. You ask what you will, it shall be done. When you have prayer power, you can go to God any time of the day and ask God to do you a favor. Hey, shoot, don't get me started. Don't get me started, beloved. It's a growing process. See, you know what the Lord showed me last week, amen, when I was in my bathroom? He said, amen, as we was having our conversations, amen. When you're in ignorance, it's not God's will for us to be ignorant, the scripture tells us. You know the thing about ignorant? You don't know you ignorant. Ignorant people don't know they're ignorant. Not until God deliver you out of the ignorance, then you look back and say, hey, I was ignorant. See, but when, because you can't do better when you're ignorant because you don't know you're ignorant. But beloved, when we come out of that, and when we're all in that ignorant stage for a while because we're all learning, but when you come out of it, and the eyes of your understanding is enlightened, and you find out all this could have been mine all the time, you ain't never going back. You ain't never going back. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What did Diana Ross say? I'm coming out. Glory be. Father, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Thank you for switching it up, giving us a little flavor on today. Oh, Father God, the truth of your word, and we bless you and magnify you and glorify your holy and your righteous name. Amen and amen. Look here. Tomorrow we have a guest speaker that's going to be with us, Dr. Victoria Warner. Amen. A guest preacher. Pass the word around. Amen. We'll be back at 12 o'clock tomorrow. We call her Pastor Vicky. Amen. She is a prayer warrior indeed. My God, my God, my God. Amen, hallelujah, and every day I get about maybe 10 texts from her and people all around the community, amen, whenever there's a need, somebody's sick, somebody's in the hospital, whatever, she sends it out to me and a couple other leaders so we can pray, and that's exactly what we do, and she's been doing this for years, amen, glory, she's also the publisher for one of my books, I think it was my very first book, From Poverty to Prosperity. Amen. So she is going to be our guest preacher on tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We want to invite you to come on back. Amen. And bring somebody with you. Amen. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and be all of the honor. I have been asked to speak this coming month as a guest speaker at my mother's church. Amen. So we want to invite you to put that date on your calendar, please, and come on out. Amen. And let's bless, amen, the Temple Refuge Community Church and the Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield on Sunday morning, amen, at 11 o'clock at the end of next month, okay? And so we bless the Lord. I think that is it for today. Amen. It's been a full week. It's been a blessed week. We've had trials and triumphs. We have overcome. Thank God for the praise party on last night, short and sweet. Amen. Thank God. Amen. We've all been overcoming stuff, but guess what? We're still overcoming because we are overcomers. And greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. If you never gave your life to Christ, amen, stop playing around. Just stop playing around, amen, and surrender today. While you have time, amen. If you confess with your heart, if you can believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved, amen. And so we bless the Lord. Reach out to us here at Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, calamities. Father, it will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Order our steps and the direction that we should go. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Thank you, Father God, for being with us every day this week. Father God, as we have come to serve you. Father God, we thank you for all those who have served in the ministry this week, all those who have supported the ministry this week, all those who have been blessed by the ministry this week, all the souls that have been saved, changed, Father God, and revived through the preaching and the teaching of your word. We just want to bless your holy and bless your righteous name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen, amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, amen. He is King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Good weekend. Come on back tomorrow. Amen. At 12 o'clock. Amen. And let us hear a word from Pastor Vicky. Amen. In Jesus' name. I had another song in queue, but I fell in love with this song that our minister Norwood shared with me on last week. And I can't stop singing this song. So I'm going to play. I'm switching up the song. Amen. But we're going to close with this on today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And I love you. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Blessings.
Jesus.